Welcome, welcome. It's your girl, Valencia Deshay, and you are tuning in to another episode of Mimosas and Money Bags. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed the last show. We're here today with a new show, and we're going to talk about today, who is your target customer? Listen, there's a lot of fluff. There's a lot of things that we learn at networking events, and we're downloading ebooks and we're trying to find out this information. But listen, if you don't know who your target customer is and you don't know how to reach them, and you're going to have some empty damn pockets. So we want to make sure that we're doing that right. So I'm going to go over 5 little things today to help you. And remember, guys, you can download our ebook. This ebook is under $20. It's very affordable. That will help you go into a little bit more depth of your target customer and how to reach them. And that's on our website, dimedivabranding.com. And also, if you're having trouble, you need a little help, I'm your girl. Reach out to me, Valencia Deshay Cole on Instagram, our company page, Dime Diva Branding on Instagram. You can email us, info@dimedivabranding, and we will help you. So don't hesitate to pull out your notebook. Take some notes. Listen to this once, just listening to it through. You know, you may be working out or you may be just chilling, and then come back and listen to it again. You may hear something the second time that you didn't hear the first time. So that's what we want you guys to do. And we're just going to jump right into it. Y'all know I do not waste your time. I am not going to be, you know, just going on and on and on. I like to help you get what you need on Sunday so that you can take it and utilize it and use it the rest of the week, and then let you enjoy the rest of your day. So, who is your target customer? Guys, this is so important, and it's important because if you don't know, then how can you create content, which is so vital right now? How can you create content that's going to continue to reach that customer? And if you're going around trying to get everybody to buy your product, then you're missing out. And you miss the mark a lot of times. And I don't want you to be missing the mark, baby. Okay? So, knowing what you sell is very important, guys. And it's like, well, shit, I know. I mean, I sell lashes, I sell hair, I sell clothing or shoes, whatever it may be. But it's not just I sell. It's knowing what my product is. Okay, first of all, if I know what I sell, I know what I have. I know that I, you know, I may sell lashes, but I sell mink lashes. And then you automatically know who to narrow this down to. You're going to be appealing more to women. And it doesn't mean that you don't have some men throwing your lashes on. But you're not going to create content for everyone. Okay? So knowing what your product is and knowing who kind of buys your product takes you into number 2 of doing your research. Okay? Doing your research on who that product appeals to. I sell this, and let's see, you can do Google search to see who is buying your product right now. Who is it more appealing to? Who buys lashes, bundles, shoes, t-shirts, whatever it is you do, your service. You know, I know who my service appeals to. So do your research. Go ahead, take the time, even do a consultation and sit down with a marketer to let them tell you who's buying this more. You have to do your research. That's important. And then number 3, which we kind of go into, it can be a little bit confusing. You say, well, do your research and narrow it down, kind of the same. No, narrowing it down to a science is, okay, I know that I sell lollipops. And I sell these beautiful, tasty lollipops. My lollipops are the calm down candy, okay? It helps kids to relax. And this lollipop is gonna, you know, make your kid chill out, enjoy this lollipop, get some quiet time, whatever it is, okay? Then you narrow down who you're going to appeal to, who you're going to target this lollipop to. Okay, yes, the lollipop is for kids, but who's going to buy it? Parents, mommies, right? So when you narrow down who you're going to be targeting, you want to narrow it down to, where there is no room for error. So let's take this lollipop, this candy line you're coming out with. And you say, okay, I know that dads would buy my lollipop, but I know moms would buy it more. Okay, so I am going to narrow it down to mothers. Okay, mothers the ages of what? Okay, because there's a lot of mothers. There are mothers that's in their 60s, but a lot of times, most of the time, those mothers are not going to need your lollipop. Their kids are older. This is what narrowing it down means. Narrow it down all the way to, no room for error. So I know that maybe moms the ages of 25 to 35 would buy my lollipop. So I'm narrowing it down by age, okay? Now, who else would this appeal to? This lollipop is more of, an alternative, a luxury thing. It's not a necessity. I'm going to narrow it down to income. I want mothers who have disposable income where they could spend this type of money. They care about this kind of stuff. You're not going to target this lollipop to, mothers who may be low income, or that's not going to be a priority of theirs. You're going to want to look at the income. So you may say, I want them to have an income of $50,000 or more a year. Okay, I want them to have, you can narrow it down to their disposable income. I want them to spend X amount of dollars a month. If they spend this on extracurricular, then I know they'll buy my lollipop. So now you've narrowed it down to women. You've narrowed it down to mothers. You've narrowed it down to mothers ages 25 to 35. You've also narrowed it down to their income. Okay? So now when you're placing your ad on social media, when you're talking about creating content, you know how and who you're going to be targeting. You're not going to create an ad for men. You're going to create an ad that's going to appeal to women. You're not going to create an ad for every woman. You're going to create an ad for women who have children. And you're going to create an ad for women who have children. We're narrowing it down more now. We want them to have kids ages 2 to 10. Okay? So we're narrowing it down. You can narrow it down to their interest. What are they interested in? They're interested in parenting, okay? They're interested in how-tos. They're interested in, alternative medicines or herbal things. That's, you want to narrow it all the way fucking down, okay? It's important. Narrow it down. And the reason why you have to do that, and I'm so adamant about telling my clients that, is because you guys have to stop trying to appeal to everybody. That is not how you sell a product. You need to know what the person who buys your product looks like. And let me tell you why. You've narrowed it down now, okay? So you've already narrowed it down, which takes you to number 4. If you know who the customer is, then you know how to reach them. So after you've narrowed it down to this woman, it's a woman, she's a mom of children, her children are probably between the ages of 2 to 10 years old, she's 25 to 35, she has a good, she's not rich, but she can spend money on the lollipop, she's making about 50 grand a year, she's good, she's interested in what you sell. Okay, now you know that you are going to create your content when you're taking pictures, okay? When you're doing your photo shoots, when you're making, your visuals and your videos for Instagram, when you're taking out ads, it needs to appeal to her. Anytime you're creating something now, you need to be thinking about that customer. And that's how you hit them, and that's how you reach them. I'll give you an example of what I do. I am a brand builder. I do branding. I do PR. I help people build their businesses. Okay, brand management. So when I'm creating something, when I narrow it down, I know who my target customer is because I figured that out before I ever did anything else. And she's a millennial. She's a minority, woman of color, okay? So when I'm creating things, it doesn't mean I don't ever reach or someone else doesn't see my ad and contact me. But every time I'm creating it, I am thinking about that particular woman. I'm thinking about that she's between the ages of 21 and 41, okay? I'm thinking about the fact that she's going to be a minority woman. She's going to be a woman of color, Hispanic, African American woman. And I am creating content that appeals to her, okay? She's going to be an entrepreneur. My business does not matter to anyone who does not own a business or is not trying to grow a business. She's going to be a new entrepreneur. Okay? She's trying to get into the business. She's someone who is a novice. She's trying to understand. She needs the help. I don't need to be reaching people who don't need me. Okay, so when I create that content, I am creating content. I am using models that look like that woman, okay? That's going to appeal to her. That's going to reach her. That's going to touch her. Okay, I'm knowing my price points because I'm knowing that she's not rich. But she can spend a few hundred to maybe she can't spend more than about $1,000 a month investing in her business. So I'm not creating content that's going to appeal to a woman who can. I'm appealing to a woman who can do that. So when you have your product, whether it's lashes, shoes, a hookah, you have a service, you're a photographer, you do hair, you're a personal trainer, you're a makeup artist, you have to know who your customer is. Because that's the only way to know how to reach that particular customer. So when you know who they are and you've narrowed it down, okay? So you have number one, where you know what you sell. You understand your product and who it appeals to. And then you narrow your customer down to a science, okay? Narrow it down. And then you have number three where you have number two. I went over. You know, I did it wrong, y'all. I apologize. You have number two, where you do your research, and then number three is you narrow it down, okay? And number four is now you know who your customer is, and now you can appeal to them. Now you know how to create content that will appeal and reach them, okay? Now you understand that. You know who they are, so you know now, okay, this is how I'm going to reach this person. Every time I sit down to create something, I know that person is who I'm trying to reach. I need to hit that customer. You can't create content and you can't do things without that customer in mind. That customer is vital and important. You know why? Because that's the customer who buys into your product and is going to spend money with you. So everything you create, from your website to your business cards, your marketing materials, your visuals, needs to be with that customer in mind. You're thinking about when you make something. It's just like if you're in a relationship, your mate, when you cook something for them, you know exactly how they like it. You make something for your friends, your mom, whoever it is, someone you know, they're important to you. When I cook for my husband and my kids, I put what they like into it. I make their mac and cheese a certain kind of way because I'm making it for them. I don't care how other people eat their mac and cheese. This mac and cheese is for my husband and my kids, and I know exactly how they like it. And because I know how they like it, I'm going to put what they like into it. So every time it's on the table, they want it. That customer is just as important. The recipe that you're putting together for this product, you have to make sure it appeals to them. I'm creating this product for a woman who's on a budget, who it's important to her. She is trying to get out of that 9-to-5. She wants to grow her business. And she's serious about it. And so every time I market and I create something, first thing I ask is, are you on a budget? Do you need help growing your business? And I'm making sure that the women that I'm using, if the graphics that I'm using, it appeals to her. The colors that I use, everything on my site, on my social media, I use pinks and use soft colors and girly colors. It doesn't appeal to every woman, but it appeals to my target customer. You have to create things that appeal to your customer. And so number five, then you have all of that, you go and you create the content. Create the content. You should be putting out weekly content, guys. Visuals, not just saying, hey, I sell lashes. Now you know who she is. Now you know how to appeal. Create visuals. Create graphics. Posts and things should be reaching that customer.